Mideast peace talks between the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers are underway. Mahmoud Abbas is meeting with Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem. This is the leader's second round of talks since Abbas took office in April, but the meeting is significant since it's the first time the prime ministers have spoken since Israel officially accepted the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Prosecutors in Baton Rouge say they will seek the death penalty against Derek Todd Lee, the suspected Louisiana serial killer. The 34-year-old made a brief initial appearance in court today via video hookup. The judge ordered him held without bond and said she would appoint a public defender to the case since Lee said he could not pay for an attorney. He was captured Tuesday night in Atlanta and flown back to Baton Rouge aboard an FBI jet yesterday. Lee was wanted on rape and murder charges in the death of 26-year-old college student Kerry Yoder. He is now charged in the murders of four other women linked to the crimes through his DNA. Prosecutors will now bring the charges before a grand jury and secure indictments. Flight attendants for Southwest Airlines have taken to the streets today to protest their current contract that has them working longer hours than most other airlines with less compensation. The protest started just before noon at airports in Phoenix, Houston, and Orlando. Members of the Transport Workers Union Local 556 say the demonstrations are part of their way of letting the public know about the differences with company officials in contract negotiations.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Ex-convict Victor Paleologos is expected to be arraigned today. He's charged with the murder of 21-year-old Christine Johnson on February 15th. Her body was found a month later in the Hollywood Hills. Authorities say Johnson went to meet the suspect about a movie deal and was never seen again. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty because they say the suspect was lying in wait and committed a murder during an attempted rape. The victim of a gruesome murder and dismemberment in Oklahoma has been identified. The Stevens County Sheriff's Department says the victim was 28-year-old Brian Gray, possibly from the Tulsa area. Scott Epp has been charged with first-degree murder for Gray's death. Epp's father discovered body parts in a pond near his home in Duncan during a fishing trip. Investigators also discovered trash bags and other body parts in an RV driven by Epp after they noticed a strong odor. Epp was arrested early Wednesday morning in Tulsa and brought back to Stevens County, where he remains in jail without bond. Stevens County Assistant DA Jerry Herberger says Epp has admitted to dismembering the body, but not the murder.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
It seems a lot of people don't believe the third largest tax cut in U.S. history is really what the country needs. Nearly two-thirds of Americans who took part in a nationwide poll said that extending health care coverage to the nation's 41 million uninsured was more important than tax relief. The survey, conducted while lawmakers were hammering out details of the $350 billion tax cut package, also shows that more than a third of Americans were willing to pay more in taxes to help pay for a universal health care plan. Researchers at Stony Brook University in New York say the results demonstrate that Americans are very concerned about rising medical costs and having health insurance coverage. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 82 points down to 87.11. The S&P 500 was down 4 points to 950. The Nasdaq climbed to its highest level in about a year after a 12-point jump to 1575. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Oxymorons. You know, the things that just don't seem to go together, like jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. How about new car and service manager? You'll be surprised. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. If thinking of the service manager while inking your new car deal seems like an oxymoron, think again. Though today's cars are certainly more roadworthy than their predecessors, they can still break. In fact, the experts at the L.A. Auto Show report that automotive repair is a $200 billion business, and one of every three cars serviced returns for additional work. So ask your new car salesperson for an introduction to the service manager. It's a small investment with a big payoff at repair time and for maintenance checks. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Phone number is 800-TALK-YES if you'd like to join in, 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program to Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. The program is always produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us a little bit later in the program tonight, in about an hour and a half, I guess, 10:30 Eastern Time, we have a special tribute to John F. Kennedy. This would have been his 86th birthday. We are going to play for you an edited version of his inaugural address, which I think you're going to enjoy hearing, simply for its own merit, but also in contrast to the moron we have in the White House tonight. The contrast is startling. If you're listening on IE America Radio Network, welcome. RadioPower.org, welcome. White Rose Society, Sirius Satellite Channel 145, that's Sirius Radio Left. Welcome, welcome. And we have some quotes for you from Bush announcing his handoff of billions of dollars to people in the society who really don't need it, and the subsequent punishment that the rest of America is going to endure because of that. Just some insight from several really good sources regarding the bill that Too Stupid to Be President signed yesterday. Okay? First, a quick email. Al sent this in. Albert is a 20-plus year Navy veteran, I believe. If that's not right, Al, email me. But he certainly put in his time in the U.S. military. And he wrote this. Mike, my wife works for the Disney store. The store closed this weekend thanks to Bush's economy, so as a group, they decided to go out for supper as a last goodbye. Anyway, one of the employees is a reservist who is stationed in Charleston. She was sitting at the table, and the subject came around to Shrub, and she announced that she loved Shrub. I looked at her and said to her, "You're a recalled reservist, and you love this president who's a deserter?" She turns to me and says, "Well, at least he didn't smoke marijuana." And I said, "No, he was a coke addict, an alcoholic." And then she fires back, "Well, at least he served his country." I looked at her and asked her, did she just hear what she said? I said to her, Bush was a coward and a deserter, plain and simple. Do you understand what that means? Silence. Mike, she didn't talk to me the rest of the night. I honestly believe that right-wingers are brainless. They have to be, to constantly overlook this and everything else that happens. Al. Well, yes, indeed. It's what we've talked about on this program before, willful ignorance. What's the term, Kathy, when you hold two contradictory thoughts in your mind at the same time? Dissonance, cognitive dissonance. It's also referred to sometimes as dialectic, I believe, but cognitive dissonance works for me. The evidence of the disaster the Bush crime family is perpetrating against not just the American public, but against the globe is all over the place. All you have to do is open your eyes, walk outside your house, get out of your car, turn off AM radio, unless this program's on, and take a look. It's all right there. And I'm assuming that right-wingers can see as clearly as normal people. Normal people take a look at what's going on and just say, Jesus, how did this happen? We had 4 years of Clinton providing us surpluses in the budget. Now we are in debt up to our eyeballs and as far into the future as we can possibly determine. And we'll get into that tonight because it's much worse, much, much, much worse than you or I could have possibly imagined. But the cognitive dissonance that is so prevalent in this country now, the damage, the destruction, the collapse, it's all around. And yet you find people that say, as Al experienced the other night, I love Shrub. I love him. You know, he landed on an aircraft carrier. Didn't you see that bulge in his crotch? Woo! I'm a Republican woman, and I wish my husband had something like that. I love Shrub. Good God. Now, Bob Herbert, writing in the New York Times this morning, is a good place to start where it concerns this further scam that Bush perpetrated on the American public and the global economy, not just us. But the fact that the United States is going into enormous, unending debt, and the fact that the value of the dollar is collapsing, all of this has an effect not just on us, but on the global economy. But let's start with Bob Herbert. And he makes the point that Bush, well, not actually Bush, I would only disagree with Herbert on his first sentence. He says one of the things Bush knows best is when to turn on the Klieg lights and when to keep them off. No, that's not Bush. Bush is dumber than mud. Karl Rove knows when to turn on the spotlight and when to turn it off. Now, as an example of this, Herbert cites Tuesday, day before yesterday. No fanfare, no cameras, no lights, no nothing. Bush signed a bill increasing the federal debt limit by $1 trillion. Now, you and I, that doesn't mean anything. That's 1,000 billion, and 1 billion is 1,000 million. I mean, we can't, unless you're a mathematician. If you're our Aurora, Illinois bureau chief, Mary Ann, she can get into that because she's a physicist. But you and I are not physicists. So it's a logarithm. It's something that we saw in school. 10 to the whatever power doesn't mean anything. $1 trillion. But the point Herbert makes, you don't want a lot of news coverage when you're mortgaging the future. So the lights stayed off. The cameras stayed away. There was not a cheering crowd in the East Room or the Oval Office or the Blue Room or the whatever room. But yesterday, when too stupid to be president signed the third largest tax cut in this country's history at a grand ceremony in the East Room of the White House, well then, cameras, lights, action. I saw the picture in the New York Times, and other than Elaine Chao, I swear to you I did not see anything but white faces in that room. White people. Now, is that a bad thing, a good thing? No, I don't know. I'm just commenting on it. The picture in the New York Times. A couple of hundred white faces sitting there. All the people on the podium. looking over Bush's shoulder as he attempted to sign his name. White people. Now, does that mean anything? It meant something to me. I don't know what it meant, but it means something to me. So anyway, there they all were. In the East Room of the White House yesterday for this grand ceremony. Now, if your income is big enough, there's every reason to celebrate. For example, if you're Dick Cheney, this is going to save you $100,000 a year. Or more. Are you Dick Cheney? But this enormous package, tax cut package, which is coupled with budget deficits that are lunging toward infinity, as far as the eye can see into the future, deficits. I'm telling you, Bush is going to destroy this country. It's a stunning example of Bush's indifference, disdain, contempt for average working people, a huge chunk of whom are Republican. Cognitive dissonance. Bush is cutting the ground out from under the people who voted for him.
I think George Bush is the great president. He brought dignity back to the Oval Office. He's not in there with some woman other than his wife. I love him.
This economy has lost more than 500,000 jobs already this year. What's the date? May the 29th? 500,000 jobs this year gone. 2 million jobs disappeared in the past 2 years. 9 million American men and women are officially counted as unemployed. And that figure is kept artificially low, as we all know, because it doesn't count those who have become discouraged and stopped looking for work. Now, as Bob Herbert writes, the fallout from the continued hemorrhaging of jobs and the swollen ranks of the unemployed is spreading. The New York Times had an article 2 weeks ago about college seniors putting their dreams on hold because they're graduating into the worst hiring slump in 20 years. Now, stop and think for a moment, Truth Seeker. Bush's tax cut last year, how big was that one? A couple of trillion? And the hemorrhaging of jobs continues. The economy continues as a train wreck. Who benefited from that? Somebody must have. Did you? Oh, that's right. You got a $300 advance on this past April 15th's tax bill, tax refund, if you had one coming. Now, the squeeze on jobs has other effects than just a number that the Labor Department puts out every month. Jared Bernstein, who's an economist with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, says, quote, there's been this notion along the way that if you at least kept your job, you'd be okay. But now this persistent unemployment is taking a toll on the wages of those who are still working, end quote. You understand how that works, don't you? It is one of the underpinning foundational concepts of capitalism. You must have an available labor pool. You must constantly depress wages in order to maximize profits. That means there must be unemployed people. Now, full employment in a capitalist society is usually considered to be about 3% unemployed. That's about what we had during the last year of Clinton's 8 years. But full employment is not really full employment. It means unemployment around 3%. We are approaching 7% now. What does that mean? It means that as the unemployed continue to be unemployed, the jobs that are available for less dollars. So wages are being depressed as an intended consequence of the unemployment. More in a moment.
I am driven to overcome.
I
am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want it's me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate
not
me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why not
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties all of a sudden. So until we get it repaired, we're going to play a rebroadcast.
Do you really want it? Do you really need it? You got to keep on grinding just to try to keep it. You got no
and so I've submitted a plan that not only reduces the rate at the bottom, but raises the top rate as well.
What a moron. What an absolute moron. I apologize for the 30 seconds of dead air if you're listening on the Internet. Apparently a glitch that we had the other night. We have it again tonight. Now, back to the effect of Bush's economy. Wages are falling when you adjust for inflation. Now, I'll use myself as an example. I've re-signed two contracts with the company I work for. Neither time was there any raise. Nothing. Not a dime. Not a penny. Now, we all know that there is inflation in this country, not much. If it's 2 or 3% a year, though, that means those of us who work next year for the same wages we worked for this year, we have just gotten a 3% wage cut, You understand what I'm saying? So effectively, for the 3 years that I have worked for this company, I have seen my wages go down about 6 or 7% from the original agreement that I signed with IE America Radio. Now, I don't say that as a way of busting up on IE America Radio. That's just a simple fact. You have probably experienced the same thing. An analysis of government data by the Economic Policy Institute in Washington found that the median weekly paycheck fell 1.5% over the past year. All the pay grades above and below the median are also sliding backward. White collar, blue collar, pink collar, how many collars are there now? It doesn't matter anymore. Workers in all pay grades are taking a hit. This is Bush's economy. The author of the study from the Economic Policy Institute, Jared Bernstein, says when unemployment got down to below 4% in the late 1990s, you had broad-based wage growth. And it was the first time we'd seen that in decades. That's gone. Now, Bush is not calling his little tax scam Windfall for the Wealthy Act, which is what it is. He calls it the Jobs and Growth Act, which is what it's not. Now, I told you before, and you figured this out yourself, they don't bother to spin anymore. They don't bother to use irony. They don't bother to obfuscate or shape or shave. They just stand there and blatantly lie. And there's a couple reasons for that. First of all, they know the audience, Bush, Rove, Cheney, the rest of these thugs, they know that the audience in front of whom they're standing has been carefully selected. So no matter what the lie is, the applause will roll up. They also know that we no longer have an independent media in this country that will take what Bush says and show the idiocy, the ridiculousness of it all, and the lies. And they also know that the American sheeple, cognitive dissonance, the American sheeple don't even care. Now, Bush, as Herbert writes, Bush would like us to believe that with tax relief will come more jobs for the American people. But that's what he said in the last round of tax cuts, and the American people are still waiting. In fact, the wait is becoming interminable. For some of us, more and more Americans are joining the ranks of the long-term unemployed. Those are people who have been out of work for 6 months or more. A joint study by the National Employment Law Project and the Economic Policy Institute called long-term unemployment, quote, the scourge of a declining economy, end quote. You know, I can remember during the last 4 years of the Clinton administration, declining economy. These economists noted that the declining economy is taking its greatest toll among those who have traditionally felt economically secure. Now, who would that be? That's right! You get the prize! The middle class. Bush is destroying it. There's more. Stay with us. You got to rob Peter. Pay back Paul.
You used to stand on the tape, but now you got to crawl. If jobs are the most important part of one of my jobs, how do we encourage people to hire more people?
By getting rid of you, dude.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
State workers struck a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. By a 6-3 margin, the high court ordered state governments must provide employees with time off work, as detailed in the Family and Medical Leave Act. The 1993 law gives workers the right to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave from work for family emergencies or for the birth or adoption of a child. And yesterday's decision affirms the right of 5 million state government employees to that time off, regardless of what other state laws apply to the issue of time off work.
As the quarantine of cattle farms in Canada expands to three provinces following the discovery of an animal with mad cow disease, attention has begun to turn to the quality control of Canada's food inspection system. And the picture is not pretty. For example, most Canadian meat inspectors don't work directly for the government. They're hired as contractors, and many often begin field work with as little as 4 weeks of training. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has abandoned internal audits to verify the quality of what inspections do get done. And turnover among beef inspectors is high. The yearly rate averages between 20% and 30%, and the wages of many inspectors have been frozen since 1993.
They were the heroes of September 11th, but New York City's firefighters are no longer the darlings of City Hall. New York is in its worst budget crisis in decades, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been slashing thousands of jobs, and among the cuts are six fire companies which closed their doors over the weekend. While no firefighters have lost their jobs yet, the firehouse closures mean that response time to some emergency calls will increase by a minute or more, something that the Uniformed Firefighters Association says could spell the difference between life and death in a business where seconds count.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
We're talking about Bush's latest scam on the American sheeple and the willingness of the American sheeple to be scammed. Now, I think most of us understand, we don't have to be economists to understand, that what we need right now is a real stimulus that will really create real jobs, not an irresponsible package of tax cuts that does nothing more than inflate the portfolios of the very wealthy, while at the same time, as Bob Herbert writes, starving the government of the money needed to pay for essential services and to maintain a safety net for this nation's most vulnerable citizens. Now, the Bush crime family is not into that. The compassionate conservative hokum? Oh, my God. The first time I heard that back in the summer of 2000, I thought I was going to lose my lunch. Compassionate conservative. And all one had to do was take a look at the record in Texas. That's all you had to do. I mean, Bush had been there for, what, 6 years? All you had to do was look at Texas. What we are doing right now in this country is closing schools, closing libraries, withholding life-saving drugs and medical treatment from the poor. The middle class is struggling harder than ever to make ends meet. Dreams for the future are starting to be not just dreams deferred, but dreams dropped. But in Washington, among the members of the Bush crime family and the Republican Party, they are celebrating. Now, does that bother you? purely rhetorical question. Now, I want to play for you just a couple of sound bites. You folks on hold, please stay with me. I want to hear from you, but we want to get through this, over this first hump. Now, this is Bush yesterday signing what he calls the Jobs and Growth Tax Reconciliation Act of 2003. This is his package for job creation and economic stimulus. And it helps nobody. Oh, some people in this economy are going to get another one of those $400 shots in the arm. And that's it. Oh, unless you happen to be in the top 10% as far as your income or your wealth is concerned. If you're in the top 10%, it's glory day. Here's too stupid to be president.
With my signature, the Jobs and Growth Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2003 will deliver substantial tax relief to 136 million American taxpayers.
That is a lie.
We are helping workers who need more take-home pay.
Another lie.
We're helping seniors who rely on dividends.
An utter lie.
We're helping small business owners.
A lie.
Looking to grow and to create more new jobs. We're helping families with children.
A lie.
Who will receive immediate relief.
Now, I will show you within the next 20 minutes, 15 minutes, how everything he just said is an utter lie. And it won't be boring. Stick around. Here he is again, how this bill will create jobs. Ari Fleischer says at least 1.3 million new jobs will come as a result of this tax cut. Wow. Even this fantasy, if it came true and a million new jobs magically appeared, that would still leave this crime family with a net loss of over a million jobs in just 2 years.
By ensuring that Americans have more to spend,
a lie,
to save,
a
and
lie,
invest.
A lie.
This legislation is adding fuel to an economic recovery.
Another lie.
We have taken aggressive action to strengthen the foundation of our economy so that every American who wants to work will be able to find a job.
And we sit here and allow this to come over our public airwaves to strengthen the foundation of our economy so that every American who wants to work will be able to find a job. The only part of that statement that might be true is the part he doesn't say, and that is if you are willing to work for substandard wages. And now this. Finally, a little truth seeps out between W. Smirk. Here's how his Jobs and Growth Tax Reconciliation Act of 2003 will help the investor class.
The benefits of the Jobs and Growth Act will also go to investors. The top capital gains tax rate will be reduced by 25%.
Ah, we need that.
Which will encourage more investment and risk-taking.
You're crazy.
And that will help in job creation.
You're a liar.
Bill also allows for dividend income to be taxed at a lower rate. Reducing the tax rate on dividends will also increase the wealth effect around America. It will help our markets.
Yeah, help our markets. No, it won't, George. You know, I said every single thing he said in the first or second or third soundbite would be proven a lie. He's already knocked about three of them to the ground. But here he is again. Finally, Bush thanks all the good lapdogs in Congress who keep passing all of his PNAC-inspired ultra-right-wing legislation instead of providing a true check on this wannabe dictator's powers. Well, the Senate at least tried. Cheney had to vote to break the tie on this one.
Congratulations to the members of the United States Congress for rising to the challenge. Congress is showing the goodwill and hard work that makes progress possible.
Give me a drink.
Already we've achieved many of the goals that I outlined last January.
Anybody in here got some Valium?
Congress passed a budget resolution that follows my call to restore spending discipline to Washington, D.C.
Discipline, yeah.
We passed a focused supplemental spending bill to support our brave men and women in uniform. Now, with this bold legislation, we're sending a clear message to the doubters. The doubters that Washington can respond. We can respond. We can respond in a positive way.
Yeah, it's been a positive way. It says so right here. All right, last one. Ari Fleischer at the press briefing yesterday. A reporter wants to know about Bush's upcoming G8 summit with Canadian Prime Minister Chrétien, who has been very critical, by the way, of Bush's tax package and deficit and the fact that Bush is destroying the economy. Now, the reporter asked this. Ari, Prime Minister Chrétien is expressing concerns that deficits created by Bush's tax cuts could hurt the global economy, and he plans to raise that issue at the G8 summit. Do you think Prime Minister Chrétien's concerns are justified?
Well, I think it's important to understand what created the deficits.
Yeah, your boss.
What created the deficits, of course, are the same factors that Canada has lived through also, which is economic slowdown.
They're doing
recession,
fine.
Of course, which hit the United States is the single greatest cause of what led to a drop in revenues.
Oh, my God.
And it's no surprise there's a philosophical difference between a tax cutter like President Bush and Prime Minister Chrétien.
Same time, Prime Minister Chrétien is pointing out the fact that Canada is operating in a surplus mode at this time, whereas the U.S. is not.
And one of the reasons for that is the United States was attacked on September 11th.
The United States
helped lead a war to bring freedom to the people of Iraq.
There you go. There you go. It's not the Bush jackleg bandit pirate economy. No! It's because Saddam Hussein sent 87 people here in guided missiles on September 11, 2001 and bombed us. And then we had to go give freedom to the people of Iraq. That's why the economy is in the crapper. Has nothing to do with Bush's, quote, economic team, end quote. All of whom have either resigned or about to be indicted or gone. It was September 11th, 2001. You remember what happened on that day? 169 bombers came to this country and destroyed America. They were all sent here by Saddam Hussein and the Palestinians and probably the Iranians. And they blew everything up, and our great president has been trying to lead us out of the death and destruction ever since. And we had to go give freedom to the lucky people in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why Bush had to sign another tax cut for the wealthy. You didn't know that? Well, you just heard it from the pencil neck geek. All right, let's get some calls here. We have more to go on this, but some of you folks have been holding on way too long. The Reverend Mike Aru is calling. Rev, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot.
Glad to see you posting on MikeMalloy.com in the comments section. Boy, that's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, we've done about 7 pages on the Clinton legacy. Unfortunately, it didn't turn into the thread that the original Ditto Monkey intended it to be.
Well, it's funny how things seldom turn out the way we anticipate, eh?
Yep. Well, here I am in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And I have a full-on rant going here from something that I came across in the New York Times.
Yeah?
You may have seen this. Tax law omits child credit in low-income brackets.
Yeah, I've got it right here in the stack. I do have it. A last-minute revision by House and Senate leaders will prevent millions of minimum-wage families from receiving the increased child credit that is in the measure. It's just mind-blowing what they've done.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? I mean, it's nothing that would actually surprise us in this neoconservative twilight zone. The Republicans get what they want,
mm-hmm.
A $350 billion tax cut. That's $350,000 million, what Bush calls an itty-bitty little tax relief package. And at the last minute, because they got what they wanted, they screw the poor kids,
right.
Poor children, kitty collateral damage.
Yep.
But there's a kicker in there. I don't know if you've read all the way through there, but there's actually a punchline in there.
Yeah? Where's the punchline?
Well, it's just some completely thick-headed stupidity brought to you courtesy of the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
They've got a quote in there from Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln.
Oh.
I hope he's not a relative of the Lincoln.
I don't think so.
He says...
No, she. It's Blanche.
Oh, she?
She. Senator Blanche Lincoln.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't make the connection. You never know because, you know, especially, you know, in politics, there's people with strange names. Tucker. And
that's very true.
I can't make the connection all the time.
Right.
She said, and here's the quote, "I don't know why they would cut that out of the bill. These are the people who need it the most and who will spend it the most. These are the people who will buy the blue jeans and the detergent and who will stimulate the economy with their spending."
Right.
She doesn't understand. What a complete tool. You know, maybe she's listening. Maybe we can explain it to Blanche Lincoln. Okay? First, the thing about stimulating the economy, it's a lie. It's a line. It's the sort of thing that some dirtbag frat boy says to a drunk girl to get her into bed.
That's right.
"I love you. I'll respect you in the morning.
Right.
Don't worry. It'll stimulate the economy."
That's it.
And, you know, there's something else. They did it because they can.
That's the only
reason. They did it because it's the sort of thing they like to do.
Absolutely.
It gets their rocks off.
Now, you know what the real kicker? You gave the punchline. Here's the kicker. The very next line in that article, Ms. Lincoln noted that nearly half of all taxpayers in her state had adjusted gross incomes that were less than $20,000. Now, what that means is those people, she says it, nearly half of all taxpayers in her states, have adjusted gross incomes less than $20,000. Those are the people who will not get the child tax credit.
And, well, it's because the Republicans,
right,
they like to target the weakest, the most vulnerable, and make them squeal like Ned Beatty in Deliverance.
But didn't Arkansas go for George W. Bush? Isn't Arkansas now a red state? Aren't the Arkansans about to, in their bent over the chair position, about to feel something entering one of their body orifices? Isn't that about to happen?
Well, yeah.
But they think Bush is a great leader.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, that particular analogy, something entering their body orifices, is really appropriate, because if Senator Lincoln wants to understand why they're doing this, what their motivations are, why they would cut the poor kids off at the last minute, why they would try to illegally gerrymander in Georgia and Colorado and Texas, why they would lie about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and kill thousands of people in liberating a country, why they would do anything, all she has to do is crack a psychology textbook and look up the word rapist. They have the same motivation.
Yeah.
They want what they want. They're selfish. They're sadistic. And if they cause pain and fear and humiliation, it's just more fun for them.
Exactly.
They like the power.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But what we, you know, the thing that we can count on, and Blanche Lincoln and Pelosi and Tom Daschle show, the one thing that we can count on is for the Democrats not to get it. They're going to continue to treat the Republican rapists busy raping this country like some good old boy that was led on. You know, and at the same time, what can we expect from the Times, from CNN? They're going to cover Jason Blair, Lacey Peterson, and what did CNN have today? A couple of hours of the latest ship coming into port.
Oh yeah, well
yeah.
That was inspiring, wasn't it, Reverend?
Yeah, you know, it's like that line from Beetlejuice. I've seen it 100 times, and it gets funnier each and every time.
Yeah.
You were asking, why doesn't anyone care? What's wrong with the sheeple? Well, you use cognitive dissonance. My term is deceit fatigue.
Deceit fatigue. What's the line from Beetlejuice?
Oh, he was talking about The Exorcist, and he says one of his qualifications was that he's seen The Exorcist 150 times, and it gets funnier each and every time.
And then he spun his head around.
And that's what's going to happen to be the next time I see a ship come into port. You know, because that's scintillating television. These guys have been out to sea for months and months and months. They're going to see their family for the first time in months. The ship comes into port. The suspense is palpable. Are they going to be happy? Are their families going to be happy to see? And then they stick a microphone in some guy's face and say,
How do you
feel about being home?
Yeah.
He says, Well, you know, basically I joined the service because I got my wife pregnant. I really didn't want to get married. So, you know, I really like being in the Navy. And now it just really stinks to be home and having to put up with this. What do they expect him to say?
I hear you. Reverend, thanks a lot for checking in. I hope you call again.
Will do.
All right, sir. Take care.
Except, of course, for the high death rate. Abortion's wrong, capital punishment's right. Killing poor bad people is something I like. We're all compassionate conservatives, don't you know? I call you back, but I'm watching my portfolio grow.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Another audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Doug. Yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Not over my dead body will they raise your taxes.
Not over my dead body will they raise your taxes? What the hell does that mean? You mean over my dead body? Oh, never mind. It's too stupid to be president again, opening his mouth, inserting his elbow. All right, now, if you're on hold, stay, please. This last little bit I want to get out here for your consideration, especially for you folks under the age of 45, okay? And there's a hell of a lot of you. The Bush administration has deep-sixed a report that was ordered by its own Treasury Department that shows the United States is now facing a future of chronic federal budget deficits totaling, sit down, at least $44 trillion. Now, this is from the Financial Times, okay? It's not from, for you right-wingers who lurk around the program, this is not from The Nation or Mother Jones. This is from the Financial Times. $44 trillion. Now, the study that was commissioned by the Bush administration. Now you know. Now you understand why Paul O'Neill, who was Secretary of the Treasury when this report was written, was fired. The study, which is the most comprehensive assessment of how the U.S. government is at risk of being overwhelmed by the baby boom generation's future health care and retirement costs, that study was commissioned by Paul O'Neill. But the Bush administration decided, like they always do, to hide what was revealed in the study, to keep it out of the annual budget report for fiscal year 2004, which was published in February, because at the time, the Bush bastard was campaigning for his tax cut package for this year that critics claim will expand future deficits. Do you see what they do? $44 trillion. Now, what does that mean? Closing this gap, and these, this is not the dismal trade, this is not economics, this is math. In order to make that $44 trillion hanging out there, thanks to the Bush crime family, here's what we'll have to do. An immediate and permanent 66% across-the-board income tax increase for everybody. Oh, there's the music again. I'm telling you, I don't mean I'm telling you. You know this. I'm just reinforcing what you already know. George W. Bush and his crime family is destroying this country.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Jordan is scheduled to host the first three-way meetings between the U.S., Israel, and Palestinians. Concerns remain that a wrench may yet be thrown in the process, such as the assertion of power by Palestinian Chairman Yasser Arafat, but so far officials remain cautiously optimistic. Jordan's ambassador to the United States, Karim Kawar, told an audience in Washington the key to the meetings is to bring hope back to the region.
There is a solution on the horizon, and it is within that a three-year time frame. It is attainable. It can be reached. And hopefully we can bring about peace for the whole Middle East.
One of the biggest questions in bringing peace to the Middle East is whether Israel's Arab neighbors will accept the permanence of the Jewish nation. The focus of the upcoming Middle East meetings is the so-called roadmap, the document drafted by the U.S., European Union, Russia, and the United Nations. Prosecutors in Baton Rouge say they will seek the death penalty against Derek Todd Lee, the suspected Louisiana serial killer. The 34-year-old made a brief initial appearance in court today via video hookup. The judge ordered him held without bond and said she would appoint a public defender to the case since Lee said he could not pay for an attorney. He was captured Tuesday night in Atlanta and flown back to Baton Rouge aboard an FBI jet yesterday. Lee was wanted on rape and murder charges in the death of 26-year-old college student Kerry Yoder. He is now charged in the murders of four other women linked to the crimes through his DNA. Prosecutors will now bring the charges before a grand jury and secure indictments.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
As part of nationwide protests outside radio stations across the country owned by media giant Clear Channel Communications, dozens of vocal demonstrators gathered in Midtown Manhattan to say they will not allow large corporations to control what they see, hear, and read. Reporter Scott Salato has the story from New York City.
Demonstrators in Midtown want to make sure radio station owners program with the people in mind.
We believe the airwaves belong to the people and that they should be used for the public interest.
Media monopoly protester L.A. Kaufman, the FCC votes next week to lift ownership rules on radio and TV stations nationwide.
They will mean that a smaller and smaller number of powerful corporations control a greater and greater number of media outlets, thus controlling what we see, hear, and read.
The New York City protest was one of eight across the country. Scott Salato, New York.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
The Philadelphia Building Trades Council and its member unions have agreed to accept 100 minority graduates of a pre-apprenticeship program. Some pushing and shoving between members of the Electricians Union and a carpenter happened before the announcement of providing slots for 100 members of the Diversity Apprenticeship Program in the building trades. Mayor John Street says acceptance of the minorities into the trades is important.
This is a very important first step in our commitment to make sure that the jobs that are generated in this city and in the building trades are much more fairly appropriated.
Graduates of the program will have to pass the apprentice test and be interviewed before they have an opportunity to apprentice with the building trades. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 82 points down to 87.11. The S&P 500 was down 4 points to 950. The Nasdaq climbed to its highest level in about a year after a 12-point jump to 1575. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halvesies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Coming up this hour, I hope we're going to have this tribute to John F. Kennedy, who would have been 86 years old today. But I want to go back for just a moment here, and then your calls. This report that was commissioned by then U.S. Secretary of Treasury Paul O'Neill, who was fired last December after he put the report together, and it was to be included in Bush's 2004 budget request. It was not. It was hidden. The Financial Times of London has come out with this. MSNBC has come out with it on their website, and the BBC have all decided to publish this information since the Bush crime family decided that the American public should not know. Very simply, the continuation of what the Bush crime family has dumped on this country, society, and economy means that we are facing $44 trillion in budget deficits into the foreseeable future. Now, $44 trillion is hard to understand. It's roughly the equivalent to 10 times the publicly held national debt now. We have about $7 trillion in national debt, not all of which is publicly held. It's roughly equivalent to 4 years of U.S. economic output in total. Another way to look at it, it's more than 94% of all U.S. household assets. That's $44 trillion. Now, this is what the Bush crime family is doing to us. This analysis, this study commissioned by Bush's own Treasury Department, was spearheaded by then-Treasury Deputy Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy, a guy named Kent Smetters, and also a guy named Jadesh Gokhale, then a consultant to the Treasury. Gokhale is now an economist for the Cleveland Federal Reserve. He said, quote, "When we were conducting the study, my impression was it was slated to appear in the 2004 budget. At some point, the momentum builds and you think everything is a go, and then the decision came down that we weren't going to be part of the prospective budget." All the man is trying to say is, once again, the Bush crime family decided to lie. It's very simple, very simple. Now, this is the same Bush who yesterday said, "We can say loud and clear to the American people, you got more of your own money to spend so this economy can get a good win behind it." I got a good win for you, George. You're going to have to get down on your knees and come around behind me, and the good wind will be right there for you. It's beyond outrageous. I don't know. I'm out of adjectives. To hell with it. Let's just go to the phone calls here, okay? $44 trillion. That's what this economy is facing. Now, the reason I said this is important to you people under the age of 40 or 45, those of us who are way over that age, us baby boomers, we will make it until we die, okay? We are soon. The baby boom generation, has it started dying yet, Kathy? It soon will, statistically speaking, actuarially speaking, the baby boom generation is I'm not talking about those of us who were killed in Vietnam or killed in car wrecks or overdosed on cocaine or, but as a demographic bulge, we are heading for the cliff. It's you people under the age of 45, all the way down to, I don't know what, five-year-olds. You are the ones who are going to get this right in the chops. Man, it's going to hit you like an avalanche. Of course, that'll be 20 years from now, and George Bush and the rest of the Bush crime family will probably all be dead, too, because they're part of the baby boom generation. You know damn good and well Cheney won't be around, right? Or Rumsfeld. But this is what they're doing. All right, let's try to move through these calls fairly quickly tonight. Paul is calling from Poconos, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, welcome to the program.
You must have been a terror in high school.
I was just an absolute psychopath because, see, I left home when I was 16, and the last 2 years of high school, I lived in a rooming house right across the street from the high school, and scared the living hell out of the entire faculty. I mean, such a thing didn't go on back in the 50s, but it made it hard to get dates.
Real quick, the child tax credit for the poor folks, what change was made at the last minute? I didn't catch that on the news.
Okay, let me just go through it. This is in the Times today. Most taxpayers will receive a $400 a child check in the mail this summer as a result of this law that Bush signed.
Up to 17 years old.
Yeah, which raises the child tax credit to $1,000 from $600. Now, after studying the bill approved on Friday, liberal and child advocacy groups discovered that a different group of families would also not benefit. See, the extremely wealthy won't benefit, but there's another group who will not benefit from this $400 increase, and that's families who make just above the minimum wage. Here's what it says. Because of the formula for calculating the credit, most families with incomes from $10,500 to $26,625 will not benefit. Now, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, another liberal group, says these families include 11.9 million children, or one of every six children under 17 in this country. Now, it gets back to what the Reverend was talking about, Senator Blanche Lincoln, the Arkansas Democrat, who persuaded the full Senate to send the credit to low-income families before it was quietly dropped during the House and Senate Conference Committee. She said, "I don't know why they would cut that out of the bill. These are the people who need it the most." And then she noted that nearly half of all taxpayers in her state, nearly half, had adjusted gross incomes that were less than $20,000. And that was a state that went for George Bush. Now, do you think anybody in Arkansas will get it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What another thing that concerns me is the currency war that we're now seeing is the decline of the dollar. Last president I remember had a severe currency slide like this one was our good friend Richard Nixon.
Right.
And I was working at the time as an engineer for a car company. We used to import vehicles from Europe. And I remember Nixon, Stanley. He had a stagnant economy. He had inflation at the time, too. And I remember him saying one time, and they questioned him about the currency slide, his comment was, I could care less what a pound of pasta costs from Italy.
Right.
What happened was, in the period of probably 3 years, the price of a European imported car doubled.
Right.
We couldn't give the suckers away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here I'm fresh out of college, new job, family coming along, and we couldn't sell cars.
Right.
Okay. The supposed slide in the dollar was to help exporters from the U.S. Well, the domestic car makers, rather than keeping the prices low, selling cars, making some money, they doubled their prices in the same 3 years also.
Mm-hmm.
It was just maddening. I mean, the cars went from 3,000 to 6,000 in no time flat. Now, I mean, today that's cheap, but this is what's happening again, and this is with the allowing the currency to slide is a last-ditch effort by, it's too stupid there, prop the economy up.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It's scary to me that this is happening. It's a last-ditch effort to get things going. One last thing real quickly. An economist from SMU University, his name is Ravi Batra. He wrote a book back in the mid-'80s called The Great Depression of 1990.
I remember the book.
It's a wonderful book. He's a wonderful economist.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should just read up what he says again. He's also saying it now under current circumstances. We're looking at the same mess we saw way back when he wrote that book. So Ravi Batra, The Great Depression of 1990, he's on the net. You folks have got to study him.
Hey, thanks.
Good night, Mike.
Thanks for checking in, Paul. Appreciate your call. Ravi Batra, boy, that's a name from the past. One last thing on this, this knife that was slid between the fourth and fifth ribs of people in this country who make $26,000 or less a year. Democrats and child advocacy groups said the Republican demand for large tax cuts in the dividend tax, which they said benefits primarily wealthy taxpayers, pushed away the credit from low-income families. This now, when Republicans talk about, well, you bring that up, you're class warfare. If this is not class warfare, what the hell is? Will somebody please define it for me? Stealing from the poor to give to the rich. What is that? Okay? That is Republican Party economics. And it's just stunning to me. What do you want to bet that the state of Arkansas votes for this son of a bitch again? What do you want to bet that happens? Just like it did last time. George W. Bush turns around, shoves a knife into the back of these people. As the senator, one of the senators from Arkansas said, nearly half of all taxpayers in Arkansas have adjusted gross incomes less than 20 grand. Now, you've got to assume a lot of those people have kids under the age of 17. And they were counting on this $400 increase in tax deduction for their children. Gone. Gone. Deliberately, systematically, with malice aforethought, taken out. But the dividend tax cut, that was put in. David Harris, president of the Children's Research and Education Institute, said if we were going to have a tax cut to give $1,000 to all these other kids, there's no reason not to include these kids, too. Their families are working and playing by the rules and are being left out, and it would not have cost too much to include them. Well, yeah, David, except for one thing. These are Republicans. These are filthy, contemptible, neo-fascist Republicans. And what do you want to bet? I'll take the bets now. I'll give 2-1 on any amount you want to put up. Well, okay. Any amount up to $5 you want to put up. That the state of Arkansas in the 2004 election will go for George Bush. What do you want to bet? Huh? I'll give you 2-1 odds. Any amount up to $5. That's assuming I'm employed then. Frank is calling from Boston. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Have you read The Clinton Wars yet?
No, it just came out, and I haven't gotten a copy yet. I'm looking forward to it.
The amazing thing about that, and I think one of the reasons we're in the state we're in now, and I agree with you on just about everything you said, I mean, they're stealing everything in plain sight now, but the thing that turned things around for the country, I think, in a way, was the different standards the media had then that they have now. Their behavior then was just terrible.
Right.
The standards they held Clinton to, the things they spent the time keeping the country's attention.
Oh, I know. And now that there's real, just open, blatant criminality and fraud and theft and murder going on, the bastards just sit there and want to talk about kidnapped and murdered women, wives, men who... God.
The thing that makes the book amazing, every incident you come across, and you know, I'm not defending Clinton here. I like Clinton, but I'm not going to defend everything he did.
Right, right.
But that every time an incident happened, if you look at the standard that drove DeLay crazy and sent Floyd Brown and David Bossie and Orrin Hatch and Tim Russert and all these guys crazy, and you take it and you look at it through today's
it's incredible.
Today's eyes, and it's amazing.
Hey, let me put you on hold for a second, Frank. I'll come back. Got to do a break here.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Remember when George W. was campaigning and claiming, "I'm a uniter, not a divider"? Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. In one stroke, Bush has managed to do the impossible. Unite the American Conservative Union with the American Civil Liberties Union, as well as bringing other staunchly conservative groups together with avowedly liberal ones. Let's hear it for the great uniter. Unfortunately for George, what has united these disparate forces is their opposition to an absolutely atrocious piece of legislation that his administration had hoped to sneak by us. It's called Patriot Act II, a nasty follow-up to the liberty-busting, democracy-stifling USA Patriot Act, which John Mad Dog Ashcroft rammed through a panicked Congress just days after the horrendous September 11th terrorist attacks. Patriot II would give us Ashcroft on Viagra. Ugly. Among other uglies, this act would increase federal power to make secret arrests of U.S. citizens, let the government search your telephone, bank, and credit records without court supervision, and, for the first time, authorize the Attorney General to strip any American of their citizenship. All that the government has to do is to declare, by executive whim, that a case involves suspicions of terrorism, and bammo, there go your most basic rights. Patriot II is so ugly that the Bushites even lied to Congress that it exists. Trying to cover his ample butt, Ashcroft still asserts that it's not really a legislative proposal, but merely some ideas bouncing around his Justice Department. However, an internal document titled Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003 has surfaced, and it looks, reads, and smells exactly like a legislative proposal. This is Jim Hightower saying, I'd trust a wolf to guard my last pork chop before I'd trust the Bushites to guard my liberties. To guard against their Patriot Act, too, call the American Civil Liberties Union. 212-549-2500.
Got the flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, coming up at 27 before the hour, in about 7 minutes. We're going to play this, it's about 6 minutes, a tribute to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who would have been 86 years old today. And if you're on hold when we get to that, talking about this economic train wreck that the Bush crime family has put us in, you know, just stay there and we'll come back and pick up the conversation at that point. Now back to Frank, who's called in from Boston. Frank, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. No, someday the Tim Russerts and the, well, Dan Rather, not to a degree, but all these people, the Gloria Borger, all these talk show heads, they're going to be held accountable, I do believe. And I don't blame the Bushies as much as I blame these people, because the Bushies are what they are. George Bush is what he is. And we can look at his record to see what he's become.
Yeah, well, I you know, it'll have to be in a parallel universe, though, Frank, where they're held accountable, because how are we going to hold them accountable? What are we going to do? Turn off the television?
Well, I have. I've listened to what you said.
I know. So have I. I don't watch it either. Thank God. Kathy, you know, pulls the sound, and I do not watch it. Maybe once or twice a day, I'll click on CNN just to see where the Dow Jones is, so I can say, aha, a little bastard is ruining it even more.
When their house of cards collapses, we'll hopefully all have Sirius radio hooked up, and we'll be able to communicate that way.
Well, I hope that's the case, but I don't ever see a Lou Dobbs or a Tim Russert or any of these people. I don't even know their names anymore.
Hey, take the standards. If you just look at that book, and when you if you take the standards they used on Clinton and just apply them to the Texas Gate scandal.
Well, this administration would have been gone a year ago if they would have applied the same rules to the Bush crime family. They would have been impeached and convicted by the Senate and out of here, which is what, by the way, Ramsey Clark is calling for. Former, who was he, Lyndon Johnson's attorney general, calling for the impeachment of this guy. Of course, he has been for months, but we'll see what happens. Hey, listen, thanks, Frank. I'm glad you called
in. Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. TJ is calling from Kingsland, Texas. TJ, this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Great show.
Thanks.
First of all, I wanted to say, as a resident of Texas, I am, and please don't boycott me from the air for saying this, I am ashamed that George W. Bush was my governor.
Well, we're not going to buy your CDs anymore.
Oh, well, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you. I hear you. A lot of people in Texas feel that way. I've come to understand.
And I just graduated from a public high school here in Texas, and I managed to escape some of the terrible effects that George Bush has effected on the school system here due to the budget crisis that he left us with.
Oh, yeah. He left the state in just an absolute, just a disaster. And Rick Goodhair Perry, the new governor, is just destroying the social fabric in your state in order to try to make ends meet.
Right. My school is actually having to cut some of the, quote, fluff courses.
Yeah, like physics, German, Latin, what?
No. Like European history.
Ah, that's a fluff course.
Like teen leadership.
Oh, that's no good.
Like media analysis.
Oh, get it out.
Oh, yeah. But the reason I called in tonight was because I'm currently reading a book by Robert Reich.
Yeah.
The labor secretary under Clinton.
Uh-huh.
It's called Locked in the Cabinet.
Locked in the Cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the title. I think I heard a discussion of that book on NPR's All Things Considered, but I haven't read it.
It's a great book. I encourage people to read it.
Locked in the Cabinet.
It's done in a diary format.
Ah.
And in the year 1994, he has an entry there for April 20th, in which he discusses a meeting he had with, I'm not sure how to say his name, Bob Michael or Mitchell?
Michael.
Michael, the former minority leader in the House of Representatives, a Republican.
Yeah.
And what he says in here is he's talking about the disintegration of bipartisanship and the respect for the institution of the Congress
Oh, it's been destroyed by the Republican Party. It doesn't exist anymore. Hey, listen, do you want to hold on a second, TJ?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break here, and our usual bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll come back and take your phone calls, but before we do that, right after the break, we're going to do this Kennedy thing. It takes about 6 minutes. So if you don't want to hold on the phone, you can hang up and call back, or you can stay with us.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
People are trying to stop the spread of insects and disease without stopping international trade. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Wooden pallets are used in shipping to move freight around the world. These wooden platforms are important for trade, but they often carry more than their intended cargo. Beetles, worms, fungus, and bacteria are just some of the organisms that ride around on pallets. In one case, researchers examined a single pallet and discovered nearly 30 different kinds of insects. Carrie Britton is a forest pathologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She says the wood that's used for pallets often comes from trees that already had been weakened by insects or disease.
There's probably billions of pallets that move around each year with very inferior wood. And sometimes the reason those trees died too young to become anything but a pallet is because they had insects or diseases.
Imported diseases and pests have caused serious economic and environmental damage around the world. Britton says people are looking for ways to fight this problem.
The regulatory community all over the world realize that this is a major problem, and they're working on trying to develop regulations and ways of requiring that the wood be treated either with heat or fumigants like methylbromide.
Britton says modern transportation helps foreign organisms survive the trip between continents.
They can travel across the ocean. We have such rapid transit now that they arrive still alive, and they just crawl out and look for a new home.
Pallets are not the only problem. Invasive species sometimes travel in wood chips and other wood that's used for packing material. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Blood-Sucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
All right. Welcome back. 27 before the hour. Now, if you're on hold, stay with us. But I want to do this Kennedy thing. By the way, we've gotten a couple of emails and a phone call or two in here tonight. Apparently, KTRC in Santa Fe the new format. They've completely dropped our program now, and they have some right-winger spewing anti-Palestinian garbage. I don't know. Maybe it's just tonight. Maybe it's just this week. I have no idea. If you're in Santa Fe and you're listening on the Internet and would prefer to listen to KTRC, maybe you can call them. Oh, wait, they don't answer the phone there anymore, do they? I don't know what to tell you, folks. I really don't. I'm not surprised that any time a station drops this program, I'm not surprised at all. All right, let's... Bush was in Santa Fe a couple of weeks ago, so maybe that had something to do with it. We want to do this for you. Who was it? Dave Ward, who has a website that is listed on our links page, suggested that... we at least acknowledge Kennedy's birthday today. And hold on a minute. Where is that thing, Kathy? Oh, God. Oh, I've got stuff all over the floor down here. Okay. Yeah, Dave Ward. His website is linked. It's you can go to daveward.net. That's his website. He's got all kinds of stuff there. But today is the 86th birthday. Birth anniversary of Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States. If you're over a certain age, you know probably as much as you need to know about Kennedy, up to and including his assassination. Before we play for you his inaugural address in January of 1960, when was it, Kathy? 61, January 20th, 1961, I believe. And we have edited some of it out for time constraints. But before we do that, just wanted to mention this. Where does this come from? JFK stands down. JFK stand down. It's from a book. It's a book that takes a look at the assassinations of JFK, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X, and a bunch of people. But here's what it says about Kennedy's assassination that day. Trained U.S. Army intelligence units were told their assistance was not needed in Dallas during the Kennedy visit. William McKinney, a former member of the crack 112th Military Intelligence Group at 4th Army Headquarters, Fort Sam Houston, Texas, has revealed that both Colonel Maximilian Reich and his deputy, Lieutenant Colonel Joel Gabaza, protested violently when they were told to stand down rather than to report with their units for duty in augmentation of the Secret Service in Dallas. McKinney said, quote, all the Secret Service had to do was nod, and these units, which had been trained at the Army's top intelligence school at Camp Holabird, Maryland, these units would have performed their normal function of protection for the president in Dallas, end quote. Now, I think anyone with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk understands that John Kennedy was assassinated by people within our own society, whether it was military leaders or corporations or whomever it was. But this was, and Lee Harvey Oswald was the fall guy, the patsy. We know this, okay? We just know it. There's no way in hell that Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, could have done what he did. But anyway, we wanted to play for you, and I want you to listen to this. Kathy has cleaned it up a little bit by putting it through real audio, or program? Cool Edit Pro, to try to clean it up a little bit. And we hope you can understand it. Again, we've edited a bit for time, but I want you to listen to what the man says and compare what Kennedy said 40 years ago, roughly, 41, 42 years ago. Compare it to what we have squatting in the Oval Office now.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hand the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. To those new states whom we welcome to the ranks of the free, we pledge our word that one form of colonial control shall not have passed away merely to be replaced by a far more iron tyranny. We shall not always expect to find them supporting our view, but we shall always hope to find them strongly supporting their own freedom. To those people in the huts and villages of half the globe, struggling to break the bonds of mass misery, we pledge our best efforts to help them help themselves. If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich. To that World Assembly of Sovereign States, the United Nations, our last best hope, in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace, we renew our pledge of support to prevent it from becoming merely a forum for invective, to strengthen its shield of the new and the weak, and to enlarge the area in which its writ may run. Finally, to those nations who would make themselves our adversary, we offer not a pledge, but a request that both sides begin anew the quest for peace. Before the dark powers of destruction, unleashed by science, engulf all humanity in planned or accidental self-destruction. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Let both sides, for the first time, formulate serious and precise proposals for the inspection and control of arms, and bring the absolute power to destroy other nations under the absolute control of all nations. Let both sides seek to invoke the wonders of science instead of its terrors. Together, let us explore the stars, conquer the desert, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depth, and encourage the arts and commerce. Let both sides unite to heed in all corners of the earth the command of Isaiah to undo the heavy burden and let the oppressed go free. And if a beachhead of cooperation may push back the jungle of suspicion, let both sides join in creating a new endeavor, not a new balance of power, but a new world of law, where the strong are just and the weak secure and the peace preserved. Since this country was founded, each generation of Americans has been summoned to give testimony to its national loyalty. The graves of young Americans who answered the call to service surround the globe. Now the trumpet summons us again, not as a call to bear arms, though arms we need, not as a call to battle, though in battle we are, but a call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle, year in and year out, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, a struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself. Only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Wow. I remember when this country used to produce leaders like that. Oddly, at a couple of points during that oratory, I heard Dennis Kucinich. But I just want to lift a couple of the phrases. Unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed. That's what Kennedy was about. And this, to those new states whom we welcome to the ranks of the free, we pledge our word that one form of colonial control shall not have passed away merely to be replaced by a far more iron tyranny. There's so much in this speech. In a free society, he said, if a free society, he said, cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich. And this bit about the UN, and think of the lies and the deceptions and the trickery that the Bush crime family dumped into the UN Security Council prior to our invasion and attack on Iraq. Kennedy said, to that world assembly of sovereign states, the United Nations, our last best hope in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace, we renew our pledge of support. He also said, let both sides seek to invoke the wonders of science instead of its terrors. Let us explore the stars, conquer the deserts, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depths, and encourage the arts and commerce. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. There's so much in this. How long is it, Kathy? The unexpurgated version is, about 12 minutes, 14 minutes? About 14 minutes long? He says, let both sides join in creating a new endeavor, not a new balance of power, but a new world of law, where the strong are just and the weak secure and the peace preserved. Think about what this man said and compare it to what these vile, filthy, neo-fascist Bush crime family members are doing to this great country. It's just astonishing. All right, we were talking to TJ in Texas before that. TJ, thanks for holding on.
Oh, sure. Oh, my God, that was incredible.
Yeah, how old are you, TJ?
I'm 17.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I remember seeing him on old black and white 12-inch Philco television. I was 18 at the time, and I remember seeing him in the inauguration. I've read this speech many times in the past 40 years, but every time I hear the actual recording of him saying it, it literally gives me goosebumps.
I can't help thinking, what happened to that spirit? Where did it go? Did it die?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
The reason I called is because there's this portion in the book that I was talking about before,
right. Mm-hmm.
Locked in the Cabinet by Robert Reich. And he's talking with Bob Michael about the political landscape in Washington. And this is right after he has announced that he's not going to seek re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And he says about the political landscape in Washington, it's becoming a different world up here. That's a big part of why I'm getting out. There's a new breed. They don't care about getting anything done. All they want to do is tear things down.
Right.
The right wing is gaining ground. And this is a Republican.
That's talk. Yeah, Michael was a Republican. That's right.
It will be our undoing eventually.
Right.
You mean Gingrich? This is Rob, that Reich asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
They talk as if they're interested in ideas, in what's good for America. But don't be fooled.
Right.
They're out to destroy. They'll try to destroy anything that gets in their way using whatever tactics are available. They don't believe in bipartisanship. I don't really know if they believe in anything.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty powerful stuff. TJ, young people like you give me a little hope for the future. My generation is handed...
I registered to vote yesterday.
Well, good for you. You're being handed an absolute mess. I hope people in your generation are able to cope with it.
Oh, I think we will, as long as we have powerful voices that speak truth to power like you.
Well, TJ, thanks for checking. I hope to hear from you again.
I sure will.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When life can tell the tale, and if you make the effort, you cannot fail. By your life, you tell me. Your life's the courage to carry on. Heroes appear like a friend to clear a path for light flames.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a block.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name Carly.
I'm not an eight-year-old.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
I just look around. Didn't they try to find some good for you and me?
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Someday, soon, he's gonna be one day.
It's about four before the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. Paul is calling from Detroit. Paul, welcome to the program.
Well, Mike, it was last week that Tom Hartman on IE America played Dwight D. Eisenhower's speech that he gave when he left political life.
Warned and, about the military-industrial complex?
Yes, he was very clear about that. And also, he highly stressed respect between nations.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for Paul in Pennsylvania, the dollar has dropped just over 30% since June of last year.
Against the euro, or
against
just
the euro?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just over 30%, and it's Ohio Republican Senator Voinovich, as reported in today's New York Times, that was the architect behind removing that $400 additional refund for people earning less than $26,500 a year.
Yeah. Think about that. I also read something in the Toledo Blade, the newspaper from my old hometown today. Clint in Dearborn sent it to me, that Ohio is now considering raising sales tax in order to offset what the Bush crime family so-called economic plan is doing to every state in this union. And again, I come up with the same question over and over again. How much longer is the American public, the American people, this society going to tolerate this psychopath? How much longer?
They're also in Ohio going to raise, they want to raise a tax on all sporting events in that state. They're in a bad situation. The New York Times reported 80,000 people have lost their Medicaid health insurance in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
It
just goes on and on.
That might run 50,000, but it's a tremendous number of people have lost their health insurance. One more quick thing.
But they're applauding George in Washington and that little circle jerk that they had the other day with all those white people, except Elaine Chao, sitting there in the East Room as Bush signed it. This tax abomination. They were all applauding. I guess none of them are from Ohio, Paul. Is that it? None of them are from any state in the union. They don't understand. end? What?
How could George go back to Texas? There's 250,000 people losing their Medicaid insurance in Texas.
Hey, but he brought dignity and morality to the Oval Office.
One more quick thing.
Well, let me put you on hold, and I'll come back. But we've got to take a break here. I'll come back to you, Paul. And if you're on hold, stay with us. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. More than 500 Shiite Muslims expressed anger and threatened violence against U.S. forces in Baghdad today. The demonstrators are upset over the alleged arrest of several clerics from holy cities in Iraq, including Najaf. In leaflets handed out at the protest, a previously unknown military group warned that if any more leaders are taken into custody, they are willing to carry out suicide bombings. U.S. military officials are not commenting on whether the claims of the Shiite arrests are true. The leaflet from the group Al-Hazza says Iraqis are upset at the U.S. over the lack of jobs, security, and basic services. The handout said Americans promised, quote, heaven on earth, but instead they've only seen deception and oppression. Six U.S. congressmen are set to travel to North Korea. Their visit will be a rare moment of direct contact between Pyongyang and Washington. As Priscilla Huff reports, the congressmen are not traveling with the full endorsement of the Bush administration.
The six congressmen have a goal. Perhaps their meeting in Pyongyang will give the North Koreans the hook to say they've met with a U.S. delegation face-to-face without any other countries there, so now North Korea can proceed to multilateral talks. North Korea has insisted the standoff over its nuclear program can only be resolved with one-on-one talks. The men say they do not officially represent the Bush administration, but they are on the same page with the White House, that North Korea must end its pursuit of nuclear weapons and that multilateral talks are the only way out. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
A coroner's report on the remains of Lacey Peterson's unborn baby shows there were 1.5 loops of plastic tape around the infant's neck. That's according to Fox News and MSNBC. Professor of forensic science Dr. Larry Kobolinski says what this information may show is that a post-mortem birth may not have happened.
This now can be spun, so to speak, by the defense attorney who is looking for this cult theory, this Charles Manson type of theory as to explain what happened to Lacey as well as Connor, and now we have some support for that.
Scott Peterson, Lacey's husband, has been charged in the deaths of his wife and unborn child. Word of the plastic tape has led to widespread speculation, and Fox News reports that the defense has reacted by saying the discovery strengthens its theory that Lacey Peterson and her baby were killed by members of a cult. There is also word of a knife wound found on the unborn child's remains, but it's unclear when the wound was inflicted. Oklahoma residents in nine counties out of work because of a devastating May 8th tornado are being offered aid by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the state of Oklahoma. To be eligible for the disaster unemployment assistance, applicants must not be eligible for regular unemployment assistance, have lost employment as a direct result of the storms that began May 8th, and live or work in the nine eligible counties during the time of the disaster. Entertainer Bob Hope turns 100 today, and fans are turning out to wish him a happy birthday. Steve Gonzalez reports from the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The citizen of the century, four stars on Hollywood Boulevard, keys to 200 cities, 84 honorary degrees, and now Hollywood and Vine is officially Bob Hope Square. Oh, yeah, and did I mention he's 100 years young today, and the fans love it.
A lot of people made this city, so he deserves it.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think they should dedicate him maybe a little more, too.
Who knows, man? No, it's a good thing, definitely.
Yeah, I do. I think he deserves it.
His wife turned 94. On Tuesday in Hollywood, I'm Steve Gonzalez.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Authorities in India say a man believed to be 125 years old could be the oldest person in the world. Officials in Jaipur have issued Habib Mian a certificate that gives his age as 125 based on records that say he was born on May 20, 1878. The Guinness Book of World Records lists the oldest person whose information was authenticated as 122-year-old Jeanine Louise Calmert of France. She died in 1997. It now says the oldest living person is a Japanese man who's 115. The 125-year-old Indian man lives with his great-grandson and 24 other people in a small house. He is blind and nearly bedridden. He says he hasn't done anything special to live a long time except avoid
stocks,
alcohol,
and tobacco.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average reversed its trend and closed down 82 points to 87.11. The S&P 500 lost 4 points to 950. The NASDAQ was up 12 points to 1575. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Oxymorons. You know, the things that just don't seem to go together, like jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. How about new car and service manager? You'll be surprised. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. If thinking of the service manager while inking your new car deal seems like an oxymoron, think again. Though today's cars are certainly more roadworthy than their predecessors, they can still break. In fact, the experts at the L.A. Auto Show report that automotive repair is a $200 billion business, and one of every three cars serviced returns for additional work. So ask your new car salesperson for an introduction to the service manager. It's a small investment with a big payoff at repair time and for maintenance checks. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Okay, we were talking with Paul, who has called in from Detroit. Now, you had one more thing I think you're about to say. I completely got past me, Paul. Where
were
we?
Okay, one quick little eye-opener.
Okay.
Okay, you know, as we taxpayers protect and provide services for Ingersoll Rand,
That company, Ingersoll Rand, announced today that they are going to remain registered in the Bahama Islands in order to evade corporate income taxes.
Well, sure. Why should they pay, anything to support the society as long as we have 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds who will go die after they have killed in order to keep companies like Ingersoll Rand solvent. So what? You know.
Yeah. They're leeches.
Well, worse than that.
Thank you, Mike.
Vampires. Thanks, Paul. Glad you called. Now, what Paul, let me just expand on what he said. BBC is reporting companies which have moved offshore to avoid paying U.S. taxes, here's where it gets really bad, are making $1 billion a year from Bush crime family contracts. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. The AP investigated, BBC reported it. Now, this means an 18% increase over the most recent comparable data collected in 2001 by Democratic staffers on the House of Representative Ways and Means Committee. So it was bad enough in 2001. Here we are in 2003, and it's even worse. The BBC says tax loopholes have encouraged a number of big firms to carry out what's called a corporate inversion, where the company moves, usually in name only, to an offshore location while its operations and management remain in the United States. Richard Neal, a House Democrat, said it's outrageous that we would do business with these people. They are shirking their citizenship. So what are you going to do about it, Mr. Neal? You're a House Democrat. What are you going to do? Why don't you leave? Well, why don't you get the other 209 Democrats and walk out? Why don't you walk out of the U.S. House and say, no, we're not doing it anymore? That's what they did in Texas, Mr. Neal. It's outrageous that we would do business with these folks. They are shirking their citizenship. Well, Congressman Neal, so are you, pal. So are you. Democrats in the U.S. Senate, according to the BBC, have twice tried to stop such companies from getting contracts with the new Department of Homeland Security. But each time the Democrats' amendments to budget bills have been blocked by Republicans. Okay, I'll ask you Senate Democrats the same thing. Why don't you walk out? You're not doing anything. The Republicans are jamming everything right into all of your body orifices, so why don't you leave? Why don't you walk out? Why don't you bring this fake, phony-ass government to an absolute halt, Democrats? Why don't you do that? What in the name of God would be lost at this point? I don't know why I'm getting so upset. It's somebody else's game. It's not my game. I got up today, and what did I do today? Fixed the bird feeder, because the other day I was out and back, and one of those damn squirrels had gotten... I've got a suspended bird feeder, hangs from a tree in the back of the house. I don't know how the squirrel got up there. So I got the rifle and shot his ass. I have warned these squirrels over and over again, you know, stay away from the bird feeder. I think I shot him. He disappeared. What else did I do today? Got the mail. Went to swim laps, just to try to keep the cardiovascular system alive. What else did I do today? And during the day, folded some clothes out of the dryer. Kathy had a couple of appointments today, so it's my turn to fold clothes, so I did that. Made up the tea. We both go to a Chinese physician, and he gives us these little brown paper bags. Kathy gets her brand, I get my brand, that has all kinds of weird stuff in it. And you pour it into 6 cups of water and let it simmer down to 4, then strain it out, and you drink a cup every morning. I don't know, what's my tea supposed to be doing, Kathy? What is that, something... it's not working, but has something. Oh, that's right. The last time I sat with Dr. Lee and he did the pulse diagnosis. He said, I want to work a little bit on your heart and your kidneys. Remember? Okay. So, you know, this is what my day consisted of. Stopped and got some coffee, some shade-grown, politically correct coffee at a place over here in Decatur called the Java Monkey. Listen to a little NPR. Put on a Judy Collins CD, Best of Judy Collins. Listen to that a little bit. And didn't think anything about this stuff until I get in here. So Richard Neal, a House Democrat, says that these corporations are shirking their citizenship. No, they are doing what corporations do. Rape, pillage, loot, murder, destroy, corrupt, befoul. The people who are shirking their citizenship are the elected members of the House and the Senate, and especially the Democrats. I always hold Democrats to a higher standard than I hold Republicans. Republicans are swine. They're vile. They're vermin. They're disgusting. I don't care if they're, and all of them, Lincoln Chafee too, Olympia Snowe, every single Republican, okay? Let me be clear about that. And everyone who votes Republican at this point, I don't give a damn who you are. A factory worker, a nuclear physicist, a rabbi, a minister, you vote Republican, you are vermin. You are destroying this country and damn you for it. But, on the other hand, the elected Democrats I hold to a much higher standard. They're the ones I get pissed off at. I couldn't care. I get enraged and I choke on my own bile. Maybe that's what the Chinese doctor was talking about, where it concerns Republicans. But Democrats. So instead of Congressman Richard Neal, I don't even know where he's from, instead of his standing there saying, well, you know, these corporations are shirking their responsibility, their citizenship. It's outrageous we would do business with these folks. Instead of doing that, Congressman Neal, why don't you get the other 208 members of the House who say they're Democrats and take a break? Leave. You know, go across the state line. Well, I don't know. Go back to your home districts. You're not doing a damn thing. So why are you there? Why are you there? The companies who have moved offshore to evade taxes say there are perfectly valid reasons for their actions, and they spend millions of dollars lobbying Republicans and Democrats in Congress to make sure the loopholes stay open. They argue, well, U.S. tax law disadvantages us compared to our overseas competitors. You know, we have to remain competitive, so we are going to screw the American public. We are going to screw the Treasury, and we can do it. And the reason we do it is because we can, and nobody's going to say anything because the Democrats are all dead and the media belongs to us. And what do you got, one crappy-ass little mostly internet radio program where people come on and bitch about it? What, you think that means something, booby? Well, it doesn't. And I'm still offering 2-to-1 odds on any amount up to $5 that the citizens of Arkansas will vote for George Bush's reelection, even though George Bush stuck it in them today and broke it off at the handle. Oh, my God. Okay. Justin is calling from Houston, Texas. Justin, this your first time calling?
First time, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, I'm your newest listener, so glad to be here.
Well, amen to that.
Thanks. Hey, I'm sure you've gone over this many times, but something that strikes me again and again is particularly puzzling and dismaying is the fact that while we all expect, certainly, the country club bunch and the Wall Streeters and whatnot to vote for a president like this, the troubling thing and the saddening thing is that the people who are the most vulnerable and the most likely to be hurt and devastated by his programs tend to vote for him as well.
I know.
It's a puzzle.
Earlier in the program, what I referred to as cognitive dissonance, the ability to hold two absolutely opposing ideas in your brain at the same time and not go insane. Or maybe that is a form of insanity. I don't know. To be able to say water is wet, water is dry, and to firmly believe both of them at the same time, does that make a person who believes that way crazy or just very athletic? I don't know. But somebody who lives in this country now and supports the Republican Party on any level is unless they're in the top 10% of wealth holders in this country, the other 90% of us are cutting our own throats.
Well, they're giving those people the rope, frankly, to hang themselves with.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends who are Republicans, so I try to step gently around these subjects with them, but I it's just very troubling. And,
Jesus thought Judas was his friend, too, they had hung out together for a pretty long period of time, and then he found out, didn't he? I don't have any Republican friends anymore. I have Republican acquaintances. I had a lot of friends who, when I realized they were, when the rubber hit the road, they had become Republicans. That's it. End of story. Time to move on. Goodbye. Thanks for all the fish. I still hang out with them occasionally, but they're not my friends anymore. Friends are people that you can really get into the down and dirty with. You can discuss things, sex, drugs, rock and roll, politics. You can sit down with your friends and have a heartfelt discussion. I can't discuss things with Republicans because as soon as they open their mouths, I want to pick up the nearest beer bottle and crack it across their funny looking faces. And these are my former friends. You know what I'm saying? Justin, I'm glad you called in, pal. I hope you call in again.
Yeah, take care, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
Take responsibility. They can run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program. with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Mike Malloy is rational, and you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate
not
me?
True.
You
why
hate
don't
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof.
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Now, right on the heels of all this Bush tax cut stuff we've been talking about tonight and my histrionics, the Bush administration is warning, oh, God, you know, this can't be a real story. Well, I guess it is. Associated Press wrote it. The Bush crime family is warning Head Start centers across the country not to aid a lobbying effort underway to defeat the Bush crime family's proposal to overhaul the preschool program for the poor. You understand that? Now, the Head Start centers, they have a national association. They vehemently oppose the administration's plans. And they say that what the Bush crime family is doing here amounts to an unconstitutional attempt to silence critics. Well, on three. One, two, three. Duh! Federal law bans using government money or staff time to lobby Congress for or against legislation. That's the Hatch Act, I believe. But if a Head Start teacher talks to a Head Start mother about legislation pending and urges her, the mother, to call her representative in Congress, is that lobbying? Oh, it's worse than lobbying. That'll get you a one-way ticket to Camp Delta in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Bush crime family will not tolerate this. Now, what the plan is, This overhaul of the preschool program for the poor, what the Bush crime family wants to do is utterly destroy it. Head Start has been around for 38 years. It's one of the most helpful, common sense programs ever put together by the federal government. And the Bush crime family wants to destroy it. Now, this directive from the Bush crime family, don't you talk about what we're going to do, Head Start Center operators. Don't you dare. We'll put your ass in jail. Well, that began after the National Head Start Association sent its members a flyer to help inform parents about issues in this legislative debate right now over what changes should be made when Head Start is renewed. Bush, little rat bastard that he is, wants to give the states the option to take over Head Start programs. George, the states are bankrupt, thanks to you. And unlike your filthy regime, state governments cannot operate in the red. You can. You can sock trillions into future generations to pay off. The states have to balance their budgets. George, now, the ultimate goal here is to destroy Head Start utterly and absolutely and then blame it on the states. Do you see how this works? States will wind up using the federal dollars to cut state preschool funding. Opponents of this worry that states will wind up using the federal dollars to cut state preschool funding. See, there's Head Start. There's also preschool funding. So which do you give up? That's the Hobson's choice that the Bush crime family is now forcing on parents and the state. Now, consider who uses Head Start. Maybe those people whose incomes are under $26,000 who do not get the tax credit for their kids. Now, Head Start is going to be destroyed. These people are demons. Don't you understand that? They are minions from hell. Head Start has been around for 38 years. And no previous administration, Democrat or Republican, has ever seen fit to twist it and contort it the way these people are trying to do. Oh, God. All right, commercial break, then back to your calls.
Kill a nun. You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids. It gets a lot worse.
You're going to have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're going to be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Big Bird isn't funny.
Funny.
Life's going to suck when you grow up. Suck when you grow up, it sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back, face the fact. You're gonna
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
State workers struck a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. By a 6-3 margin, the High Court ordered state governments must provide employees with time off work, as detailed in the Family and Medical Leave Act. The 1993 law gives workers the right to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave from work for family emergencies or for the birth or adoption of a child. And yesterday's decision affirms the right of 5 million state government employees to that time off, regardless of what other state laws apply to the issue of time off work.
As the quarantine of cattle farms in Canada expands to three provinces following the discovery of an animal with mad cow disease, attention has begun to turn to the quality control of Canada's food inspection system. And the picture is not pretty. For example, most Canadian meat inspectors don't work directly for the government. They're hired as contractors, and many often begin field work with as little as 4 weeks of training. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has abandoned internal audits to verify the quality of what inspections do get done. And turnover among beef inspectors is high. The yearly rate averages between 20 and 30%, and the wages of many inspectors have been frozen since 1993.
They were the heroes of September 11th, but New York City's firefighters are no longer the darlings of City Hall. New York is in its worst budget crisis in decades, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been slashing thousands of jobs, and among the cuts are six fire companies which closed their doors over the weekend. While no firefighters have lost their jobs yet, the firehouse closures mean that response time to some emergency calls will increase by a minute or more, something that the Uniformed Firefighters Association says could spell the difference between life and death in a business where seconds count.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by.
And then education, we passed a great education bill. This is a good piece of legislation because it sets clear priorities. It encourages accountability so that no child is quit on.
Don't you ever ask them why.
No child is quit on. Or spit on. No, don't do that. All right, Lance is calling from Manhattan, Illinois. He's been holding on for, a couple hours. Hey, Lance, thanks for your patience.
Well worth it, Mike. Anti-dittos.
Thank you.
I wanted to thank you for allowing me to reminisce, or us to reminisce, about what it was like to be proud of America and to be honored to be a Democrat. That Kennedy speech was...
Oh, it's just incredible. You know, Kathy printed out the speech for me. You can get it, I guess, go to jfklibrary.org or something, and you can print out that speech. And there must be 15, 20 sentences or phrases in there that just stand out as though they were neon.
Makes you wonder what happened to our party.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Or what happened to leadership, ethical leadership in this country, morality where it concerns how we govern ourselves, how we relate to the rest of the world. It's just stunning. And what really fries me is this happened in my lifetime. I remember at the time, I had a very young marriage because I got a girl pregnant when we were both very young, so we had to get married. You know how that went back in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Catholic, and she was just beside herself when Kennedy got elected because he was Catholic. And then 3 years later, I'll never forget the weekend when he was assassinated, and there sat Marianne and I, that was her name, and she was just, I thought she was going to have a total nervous breakdown. All I'm trying to do is maintain a sense of reality. I could not believe that a president of the United States had just been assassinated. That's when I got my political awareness. Now, it was about 6 or 8 months later that we separated and went our separate ways. And that was a lifetime ago, just a lifetime ago. But it was a blink ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was yesterday.
That speech, it was just like, I listened to it from time to time, and God, it couldn't have been that long ago. And what has happened in the time between? Jesus.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rant, but...
No problem. I don't believe I just said on the air that I got a girl pregnant when we were both teenagers, but I guess I did, didn't I? Well, I have no secrets.
Confessional.
I have no secrets, none whatsoever. I'm fighting IRS, paying off old taxes. I have no secrets, none whatsoever.
I remember Bushman 2000 bringing that up.
Yeah, right.
I called because, like you, not having Republican friends, I no longer have any Republican friends. It's been a natural evolution away from them, and I no longer have any Republocrat friends.
You're losing your Democrat friends, too, aren't you, Lance?
Oh, yes. I no longer have any Republocrat friends either because... In my house, Mike, I know you know what I do for a living.
Right.
I see it every day.
Lance is a hitman, but go ahead, yeah.
And the damage the Republicans do is every bit as harsh toward the bottom of this country economically as what the Republicans do.
I know. I still have Democrat friends who you would identify as Republicrats. But, see, they can be worked on, and I continue to work on them. Republicans, to me, they're just beyond. They're gone. I mean, their brains have been totally morphine-ized. They are, I don't know, they don't exist as humans.
Well, we see it different. I see Republicans as the enemy across the no man's land, but I see the Republicrats as sabotaging us from our side.
But you got to keep.
Where,
I know, but you got to keep working on them. There is still hope where it concerns Democrats who don't quite get it.
Sure.
And you know what your mama told you? You catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar.
I can't do that.
Look, Mama was right.
Yes, she was.
Mama was right.
The hairs in the back of the neck stand up when I have to have a Democrat tell me what's wrong with NAFTA.
No, that's when you got to be patient. I've had some of my Democrat friends ask me similar questions. Remember, ignorance is curable. Stupidity is terminal.
But when it's willful, yes.
Willful ignorance, that's Republicans. I think my Democrat friends who are ignorant, it's not willful ignorance. It's ignorance simply because they literally just don't have time to plug in. They don't do talk radio or they don't listen to this program. You know, most of my friends are in bed by now, you know, because they have to get up and go work two jobs.
Yes.
So you just have to, you can't turn off. You can't drive away our generic you. I don't mean you personally, but cannot drive away our natural allies. You can't do it.
I do drive some of them away because I get to a point when I read so much or hear so much of them, I say, these people are not ever going to see it.
But they will. As long as they maintain that they're Democrats, they will.
So, hopefully.
But that's not what you called in about.
No, sir. It was because you were talking in gay terms about, I don't mean in a homosexual way, about Bill Clinton, and then you switch to Bush's cruelty towards the children and the poor with the tax thing. And
right.
I wanted to give you a quote, if I could. It's real short.
Sure.
This is the biggest betrayal of children and the poor since the Children's Defense Fund began. It takes no courage to stand up to two-month-old babies or play election year games of political chicken at preschoolers' expense. That quote is by the President Marion Wright Edelman of the Children's Defense Fund, and that quote was aimed at Bill Clinton for his welfare reform.
Right, right.
So Mr. Clinton should not get a free ride as far. Bill Clinton has done more to the people I work with. Republicans have done more to the people I work with than Republicans. And
I'm
running out of patience with him.
I understand. But you need to let people know that a so-called Democrat, Bill Clinton, who did a lot of good things, also did some stuff. The whole welfare reform thing was an absolute joke and a trick.
Well, I've got a few stats on it for all of our concerned Democrats. For the first 5 years, $28 billion in food stamps were taken away from 14 million children. Child poverty increased 12%, 300,000 disabled children were denied medical benefits because of Bill Clinton, not because of George. But I hate George Bush.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit there and turn a blind eye to this evil person who presented himself as being on my side when he was them. I just can't do it. Can't do it. And I want that to be out in the open so we can get some real Democrats. And here comes the email saying, who are you to define real Democrats?
Well, what Clinton should have done, should have, it's easy, 2020 hindsight, but there should have been provisions. Had the Clintonomics continued in this country, and I realize NAFTA and the whole thing that Clinton pushed drove an awful lot of jobs out of the country. But
good union, high-paying jobs.
Right, I understand. But you also have to take a look at the fact, I think, and you're an honest man, so I know you'll take a look at the fact.
God, I hope so. Better ask my wife.
That so many people who did get off welfare did find jobs. The problem was there was no way with that 5-year lifetime welfare benefit thing. There was no way once a George Bush came on the scene and destroyed the economy that they could get back on.
No.
So it wasn't just completely Clinton. Had Clinton really stood up on his hind legs and been a true Democrat, there would have been some provision in that bill. First of all, no 5-year provision.
Right.
But there would have been something that said, look, When my successor, if he's a Republican, comes in here and destroys everything that I've done, then there should be a way for the truly needy to get back on assistance. And that wasn't done. And in that regard, I fault him, too.
Well, he cut the safety net. Did he not ever think we were going to have a president, another Republican?
Well,
why would a Democrat cut the safety net?
Well, he possibly didn't think that, Lance.
And geez, I mean, he was one.
Well, but possibly he thought that his domestic policies would continue with Al Gore for 8 years and then another Democrat for 8 years. There was no reason for the American public to throw the Democratic Party as it existed under Gore Clinton leadership completely off the ranch the way they did. There was no reason for that.
No.
Had Gore been reelected and efforts made from the left, from the Green Party, to force Gore, who I think was more of a liberal than Bill Clinton, to force Gore's policies more and more and more into the liberal camp, it would have been much more effective. And I don't think Clinton understood fully that Gore was going to have the presidency stolen from him by the Supreme Court. Who could have imagined that?
No. What you were saying about the I think you were talking about concessions. Why are the progressives always the ones having to make concessions? Why are we the ones always told to give up our beliefs? Why don't the Republicans, who are saying they're Democrats, occasionally want to act like Democrats? Why is it bad for a Democrat to act like a Democrat? Why are progressives continually told, well, give on this, give on that, give this, give that, because this guy's not electable. We got to get win an election.
I know.
And by the time we win the election, we've got a product that's almost what we were voting against.
I know. It's a dog chasing its tail thing, Lance. I see your struggle on the website. I'm very...
Well, it's personal because the people my folks haven't got a cost of living increase in 12 years.
I know.
And they're just never going to.
I gotcha.
So I know you're not supposed to take it personally, but when it's in your house every day...
Right.
And you hear these people saying this stuff that, well, it's not that bad, and Clinton was this, and great guy. And I said, Clinton wasn't a great guy. Yeah, he was awful. Nice Republican, but I'm sorry for the rant.
That's right. Just keep the fire going. You can't back down. Just keep fighting. You'd be surprised. You'll get converts. Hey, listen, Lance, thanks a lot for checking in.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Lance is dedicated, absolutely dedicated, and God bless him for it. Mark is calling from upstate New York, our upstate New York bureau chief, and also the webmaster for MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net. Hey, Mark.
Evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, God, that voice way down here.
I called for a couple reasons. First of all, the Java Monkey rocks. I just had to say that.
Oh, the little coffee shop over here in Decatur.
Yeah, they're just great.
Yeah, Java Monkey's a great place.
Second of all,
it's the nearest thing left, I think, in the Atlanta metro area to the old hippie kind of hangout place. You
absolutely
know what I'm saying?
They have that nice little outdoor area where people are doing poetry readings and stuff. No, it's really nice.
Right, right.
You're playing the Kennedy earlier on. Inspired me to put another section on the board called There Is Hope.
Oh, yeah?
And I actually posted a piece of a JFK speech up there already, but I figured, there was enough wrangling going on up there that maybe it would be helpful for people to have a place to put stuff that was good.
So there's another thread.
There is another thread up there.
And it's called it's called JFK, or There Is
Hope? No, it's called There Is Hope.
There Is Hope.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how many people will visit that.
There you go. And last but not least, and actually this is originally the reason for my call, like you, over the past 24 hours, I was listening to NPR.
Uh-huh.
And, they've been in New York here. They've been broadcasting BBC World News at night.
Right.
And they had this American on. They were talking about Iraq. And and this guy, who was apparently some expert, started spouting the bit about Iraq kicking out the weapons inspectors. And
uh-huh.
I said, wait a minute. Okay. Now I'm starting to hear who this is. So I caught his name. You ever heard of Clifford May?
Cliff May.
Yep.
Yeah. If it's the same guy, isn't he? I'm thinking of a columnist named.
Yes, you are. No, you're absolutely right. Well, he used to be a columnist. He is now the head of, get ready, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Okay, now I'm going to give you this to you quick. This is from their website. I already put a link up in the Flying Monkey Rights section of the board for people to go look at it. But their description of themselves is, in a nutshell, they describe themselves, of course, as nonpartisan and non-ideological.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay,
and yeah. They produce independent analyses of global terrorist threats, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
okay,
right.
So I said, okay, well, let's see. They say they're nonpartisan. Let me go take a look and see who they are.
Uh-huh.
The board of directors is comprised of Steve Forbes, Gene Kirkpatrick, and Jack Kemp. And wait, ready? Their distinguished advisors are Newt Gingrich and James Woolsey.
Oh, they're nonpartisan, non-ideological.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. See, this is what we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, Mark. They don't bother to spin anymore. They just lie.
Exactly.
Flat out lie.
And so the reason why I called to point him out is that again today on To the Point with Warren Olney, he was on as an expert.
Right.
Versus a couple of other people, but I'm just hearing that this guy is all over the place now, spouting the we got to watch out for Iran.
Oh sure.
So I just thought I would put his name out there so people can know to listen for who it is that they're hearing.
Now where did you put the link to?
In the and I see I just closed it, but I can open it real quick. I think I put it in Flying Monkey Right under. Yeah, I think it's in Flying Monkey Right.
In Flying Monkey Right. For people who want to go to the website MikeMalloy.com or MikeMalloy.net, go to message board. There's a whole, all kinds of stuff there. Register, get involved in this. You will find things on this website, thanks to the posters and our webmaster, that you're not going to find anyplace else. We have one hell of a crew there. What do we have now? 450 registered members or something like that?
We just crossed the 450 mark, and we're well over 3,000 posts.
It's just amazing. Some of these people that post there are just beyond belief. I mean that in a good sense. Just absolute firebrands. The intelligence that is on. Now there's a couple of jackasses, but
that's how that.
Right, right. They're, you know, it's monkey meat. So you know, everybody has fun poking the monkey. But it's a great site. Thanks to you. And
thank you very much.
I'm just amazed at what's going on there. So
Listen, my last thought, and I'm going to get out and let some other people get in here. Do you know who Jello Biafra is?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, Jello Biafra said something a while back in a speech that really kind of affected me, and it's about what Lance was talking about before, but a lot of people have been wrangling with on the message board.
Okay.
He talked about the fact that you know we can all sit here and talk to people who feel the same way as we do. And we don't accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as hard as it is, as difficult as it is, if you try as much as you can to exercise patience and talk to people who don't necessarily see things the same way as you do, what you end up finding out is that a lot of them have just as much in common with you as you do and really feel the same way that you do about a lot of things, but they've been led different ways by things like, the mainstream media.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good starting point.
And I think that a lot of us have experienced that lately. When you start talking to average people who you don't think you have anything in common with, mm-hmm. you find that even politically speaking, you do have a lot in common. I think that the kind of talking that we're doing and the stuff that's going on the board is helping educate people.
I think so. I think that's a good point.
Thank you for your time. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you checking in. Our webmaster, Mark Marshall, and his company is Maximum Interactive. Why do I have problems remembering it? Maximum Interactive. If you want to see what he's capable of doing, go to the site, MikeMalloy.com. Stay with us.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the word you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
That's a little preview of tomorrow's program. It'll be Driving and Crying, bumper music all night with Kevin Kinney. That is he singing. It's rock and roll and blues and folk and bluegrass, something for everyone, and we'll have it all for you tomorrow night. Kevin Kinney, Driving and Crying. What? You've never heard of that band? Dave is calling from Silverdale, Washington. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Mike. While I was on hold here, we just had an earthquake here.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
How bad?
Well, I'm about 15 miles west of Seattle across the water,
mm-hmm.
and here it just shook the house once, and that was it. It's just coming on the news out here as to, I don't even think they've identified an epicenter or anything. It was literally about 4 minutes ago.
Wow.
Breaking news on the Mike Malloy Show.
Shook your house?
Yeah, just gave it enough of a shake so that I kind of wondered. I went outside and asked a neighbor, and he said that he felt a tremor, but he's detoxing from drugs, too. So there you go.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, we'll read about it in tomorrow's paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to call to, first of all, I would say ditto to everything Lance says. I'm in a very similar place in my life. As a matter of fact, the day before it appeared that our invasion of Iraq was imminent, I sent a letter to friends, associates, coworkers, anybody I had in my mailbook. Some of them that I knew would be deeply offended by it, and I intentionally basically staked my ground and said I had no use for anybody who, I guess, lacked the soul or the character to stand up against this.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm of the more confrontational mode that I believe that I'm especially critical of Democrats that are craven in their approach to politics and have abandoned democratic principles.
I mean, yeah, I am too. I expect immoral, unethical, venal behavior from Republicans. That is part of their nature. That's why they are Republicans. But I expect much, much more than that from Democrats. And,
well, that's precisely it, because with the Republicans...
Because they're Democrats.
Well, with Republicans, you have to see, that's kind of the story of the parable of the scorpion and the frog.
That's
you know,
it.
Republicans, they've got their sociopathy to attend to.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Have a good one.
All right, sir. Thank you, Dave. Got a call earlier, pal. Of course, he was probably holding for an hour. I'm sorry. Program tonight engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Thanks again to Mark Marshall and Maximum Interactive for this great new website. Check it out, MikeMalloy.com or .net. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Kevin Kenney night, driving and crying. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Jordan is scheduled to host the first three-way meetings between the U.S., Israel, and Palestinians. Concerns remain that a wrench may yet be thrown in the process, such as the assertion of power by Palestinian Chairman Yasser Arafat, but so far officials remain cautiously optimistic. Jordan's ambassador to the United States, Karim Kawar, told an audience in Washington the key to the meetings is to bring hope back to the region.
There is a solution on the horizon, and it is within that 3-year time frame. It is attainable, it can be reached, and hopefully we can bring about peace for the whole Middle East.
One of the biggest questions in bringing peace to the Middle East is whether Israel's Arab neighbors will accept the permanence of the Jewish nation. The focus of the upcoming Middle East meetings is the so-called roadmap, the document drafted by the U.S., European Union, Russia, and the United Nations. Prosecutors in Baton Rouge say they will seek the death penalty against Derek Todd Lee, the suspected Louisiana serial killer. The 34-year-old